Unit 4, D. Exercise 4.
As we're all here, let's get started. First of all, I'd like to welcome John Smith, our new Ireland Vice President.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Thomas. I'm really looking forward to today's meeting.
And may I introduce you to Kelly Taylor? She's our Marketing Manager.
How do you do, Mr. Smith?
Pleased to meet you, Kelly. Please call me John.
Kelly is an extremely experienced marketing manager. A great advantage is that she's Irish and has an intimate knowledge of the Irish market. Anyway, let's get down to business. We're here today to discuss ways of improving sales in rural areas. We've been doing very well in Ireland's towns and cities, but not so well in country areas. First, let's go over the minutes of the last meeting, which was held on March 24th. Right, Kelly, over to you.
Thank you, Thomas. I'll just summarise the important points of the last meeting. Our main topic was the development of turnover in 2008. Unfortunately, sales of mortgages in country areas decreased by 15% last year, and sales of insurance policies fell even more, by 23%. After briefly discussing the figures, we moved on to a brainstorming session on improvements to after-sales customer support. Those were the main issues discussed.
Thank you. Shall we move on to today's agenda? If you agree, I'd like to skip item 1 and move on to item 2, which follows on from our last meeting, sales improvement in rural areas. Kelly has kindly agreed to give us a report on this matter.
Before I begin, I'd like to ask you, John, what you feel about sales in rural areas.
Well, in my opinion, we've been focusing much too much on urban customers and their needs. As you said earlier, our results in towns and cities are very satisfactory. The way I see things, we need to return to our rural base by developing an advertising campaign to concentrate on the particular needs of people living in the country, at the same time emphasising the convenience of online consultancy and services.
I see your point. Rural customers want to feel as well looked after as customers living in cities. I would suggest we give our rural sales teams more help with advanced customer information. We provide our city sales staff with database information on all of our clients, and we should be providing our sales staff in rural areas with the same sort of data on rural customers.
Thank you. I would like to run through my proposals for our rural sales areas. As you can see, we are developing new methods to reach out to rural customers. Let me give you the main points. Rural customers need special attention. Our sales teams need more accurate information on customers so that they can maintain telephone contact. We should expand our after-sales service team in rural areas. Sometimes it takes too long for our sales representatives to reach the customers because they have long distances to cover, and we all know what the roads are like in Ireland.
And on top of that, we intend to carry out a survey to collect data on spending habits and customer needs in these areas. The results of this survey will be made available to our sales teams. I think Kelly is the best person to summarize the results in a database for our sales staff. Would that be possible, Kelly? Let's say by June, the 30th at the latest.
No problem. If I can get enough information on the Irish customers.
John, could you please talk to Peter Evans as soon as possible about expanding our customer service team? Right, it looks as if we've covered the main items. Can we fix the next meeting, please?
Good idea, Thomas. What about Thursday in 4 weeks' time? That would be June 23rd. That would be very convenient, because on Saturday the 25th, there's the 50th anniversary of the founding of the company here in Nuremberg, so we wouldn't have to plan an extra business trip. Is that okay for everyone? Fine.